A new global fund on AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria announced its first grants today. They total more than $600 million over 2 years. The money will finance 40 programs in 31 countries. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan proposed the new fund a year ago. It's intended to fight diseases that infect 40% of the world's population. NPR's Richard Knox talked to people from three countries who applied for a share of the new money.
The West African nation of Nigeria has more people with HIV than any country besides South Africa. Dr. Salma Anas-Kolo is in charge of AIDS care in Nigeria. She says a recent survey found 6% of adult Nigerians are infected.
That might appear very small in percentage, but when you translate it to number, this is about over 3 million people.
Anas-Kolo says alarm about AIDS has been overcoming Nigerians' reluctance to talk about it. That and the growing knowledge among pregnant women that a drug can reduce the chance they will transmit HIV to their infants.
They have seen the impact. They have seen children infected with HIV. So they are very eager to know, and they are very eager to have access to the intervention that will reduce the transmission from mother to child.
But Nigeria wants to do more than prevent mother-to-child transmission. Officials want to launch a program that will put everyone in the family who has HIV on antiviral drugs. Nigeria has requested $4 million from the Global Fund to launch the new program. Without it, Anas-Kolo says they can't succeed. AIDS may get the lion's share of attention and money from the Global Fund, but malaria also looms large in countries like Ethiopia. More than half the population is at risk for the disease. It's especially dangerous for pregnant women and children. Awash Teklahaimanot is an Ethiopian malaria expert. He says the Global Fund could make an enormous difference for a bargain price.
They figured out they would need an additional $20 million. It is about $1.20 per person.
A quarter of this would pay for bed nets treated with chemicals to repel mosquitoes which carry the malaria parasite. Most of the new money would pay for a community network to bring malaria treatment to people's homes. Teklahaimanot says this network would rely on older women called mother coordinators.
This mother coordinator in a village, she's only responsible for her neighborhood, the mothers in her neighborhood. So one mother coordinator might have about 10 or 20, depending on how close the houses are together or not.
By the end of this year, Ethiopia hopes to have these programs set up in some of the most malaria-prone areas. In a year or two, they should make a measurable difference in sickness and death.
It will give the opportunity for people to get the bed nets in time. Children will benefit from it. Pregnant women will benefit from it. Drugs will be available. And a child will not die because a drug which costs about 10 cents, is not available in time.
Half a world away in the Philippines, tuberculosis is a bigger threat than malaria or AIDS.
At least 75 Filipinos die every day from tuberculosis. I tell people that's like a plane crashing every day and no one noticing.
Dr. Rodrigo Romulo is a TB expert in the Philippines. He says half the population may be infected. A recent national survey found Filipinos with TB don't take the disease very seriously.
First of all, majority didn't do anything. They took no action. A significant percent self-medicated with drugs they either got over the counter or from neighbors who had leftover drugs. And those who did look for health information or advice, more went to the private physicians than to the government health centers.
Private physicians, Romulo says, generally don't do something called directly observed therapy to make sure patients take their medicine without fail. Anything less gives rise to TB that resists treatment. Those cases cost 250 times more to treat. Already, 30% of TB cases in Manila are resistant.
We don't do something right now to correct the root of the problem. It will grow to very alarming proportions. Well, it's alarming right now, but it will get worse. You could call this a ticking time bomb.
The Philippines wants $13 million from the Global Fund. Romulo says that's enough to start defusing that time bomb. Richard Knox, NPR News.